105.1 WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Gavin Baxley and Mitch Petrie here as the Indians just fell shy of Stanhope Elmore in the girls matchup, 81-60. The Mustangs get the win. We're now getting ready for the boys as well. We were hoping to talk with Coach Winchester, but we have not seen her since the conclusion of the ball game here, so imagine she's probably still talking with the team. We will get ready now for the boys game, though, as we'll have Coach Thomas come talk with us here in just a few moments before we get ready for this one. Mitch had a chance to talk with Coach Thomas on Tuesday, or Wednesday, that is, and so we will play you that interview from a few days ago after the break. But first, want to remind you that Beverly Wright, Kathy Thornton, and Chad Barrett are your hometown real estate experts with RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. When it's time for your next move, choose the best, RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network. We'll take a break, and then you'll hear from Coach Thomas and Mitch when we return on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Here for a one-on-one interview with head coach Stephen Thomas. Coach, this team has really started to get the ball. Rolling and got a big win last night against Percy Julian. What are your overall takeaways from that game and the start to the season so far?
Last night being able to just get a win against Percy Julian, I mean, to start the area playoff with a win is always, it's always important. It's always good just to get ahead of the ball, especially with what we have set forth in terms of goals, wanting to host area and just set ourselves up for the postseason. So getting a good Percy Julian team, well-coached Percy Julian team here and coming out with the win, that's always key, especially in area play, getting that started.
Yeah, absolutely. And how important is it for this team to host an area tournament, and kind of what type of advantage do you expect that to give your team?
I mean, playing at home, especially in the postseason, that's something you always want to shoot for, especially with the atmosphere we always bring at home games, and just being comfortable and familiar with the spots on the court, different things like that. It's always something that you always want to just really achieve at that point.
Absolutely. And speaking of area play, got a big matchup this Friday against Stanhope Elmore. What's your outlook on that game?
I mean, Stanhope is always going to be a rivalry game, crosstown rivals. You're going to expect a packed house. You're going to expect a team that's going to come out and throw as many punches as they can. I mean, we've got to take those punches, and we know we're going to throw punches back as well. Like, you're always going to have a Stanhope team that's always going to play 100%, high energy, high effort. So we got to match that intensity and exceed it as well going in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Any message for the fans ahead of Friday night's game?
I mean, you're always going to expect some high energy, some fun, especially with Stanhope. That's always what you're going to have football-wise, basketball-wise, baseball-wise. You're always going to have that energy. You're always going to have that fun with playing against that team.
Absolutely. Excited for Friday, Coach. Thank you.
Absolutely.
First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Chad Barrett. Growing up here in Central Alabama, I've always believed in doing the things the right way with honesty and hard work. That's exactly how I approach real estate. From your first showing to the closing table, I'll be by your side. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone.
Just about ready for Wetumpka and Stanhope Elmore on the men's side. You heard from Coach Thomas just a couple moments ago in that conversation with Mitch from a few days ago on the importance of being able to host an area tournament, and this would be a huge step in that direction if Wetumpka can come away with it here today to start off 2-0 in the area. Our keys to the game are brought to you by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. Mitch, go ahead and tell us what you got today.
Well, number one, Coach Thomas talked about it in that interview a little bit, and as I talked to him throughout the week, he emphasized this. Hard to win a basketball game when you turn the ball over 27 times. They did so in that game on Tuesday against Percy Julian, but if you're going to want to win a rivalry game, you just can't afford to do that. So key to the game, number one, is limiting those turnovers, and number two is get the ball into the hands of your shooters. When Wetumpka's offense started to falter a little bit, you had a couple of guys step up and make some big threes. Chris Robinson, Andrew Voiles, and Miller Lombardi all had some really clutch threes, and you know these guys can shoot the ball, so let them do it.
No doubt about that, and you talked about the turnovers. I kind of want to hammer down on a more specific part of that, and that was the inbounding especially. They had so many issues over the last couple of games, but specifically against Percy Julian on Tuesday with inbounding problems. They just sometimes seemed a little lackadaisical at times, and that was a big part of those 27 turnovers that we saw in that one. They're going through the starting lineups right now as Stanhope Elmore will be led by Terrence Collins along with Isaiah Petaway. They'll have Jarmico Jackson in the starting lineup with Cameron Fenderson. And rounding out the lineup for the Mustangs is DeCaro Johnson. Wetumpka about to come out with their starters as well. Andrew Voiles will be on the floor along with Jeremiah Smiley. Caleb Ballard starting tonight. Chris Robinson as well as Tom Suddeth, who will be getting the start here tonight. Indians are in their black uniforms with the gold lettering and gold trim with the big Wetumpka lettering on the front. Stanhope Elmore in their all whites with maroon numbers and a black trim around them, as both teams will now take to the floor. Caleb Ballard set for the tip-off, and he'll go up against the Mustangs' DeCaro Johnson. Johnson, one of the more key players for this Mustangs team. They've had a few different guys who have been major contributors, but Johnson averaging just over 6 rebounds a game. They'll be big on the glass. Ballard dominates the opening tip-off here, and the Indians will have possession to start. Chris Robinson will try and pass to Suddeth. Almost stolen away there by Johnson, but it's deflected instead and sent out of bounds. Andrew Voiles will now give to Robinson again. Now looking inside. In the post is Ballard. Lost the handle of it. And Stanhope dives on it with the whistle. And they'll say Stanhope basketball. I believe a foul was called, actually, in the process of that. Those two, that was against. They'll say Caleb Ballard had a foul against him there. That'll be the first of the game for either team. Cameron Fenderson will have it for Stanhope Elmore, and will look to the elbow with Pettaway. Now a pass to Collins as he raced down the baseline. Could not keep control of it as it went out of bounds.
Yeah, still searching for that ever-important first bucket in here. In a rivalry game like this, you always want to cut and take first blood.
Still scoreless here after the first 30 seconds. Voiles will drive down the baseline from the near side. Ran out of real estate and had himself sent out of bounds. But it was last touch there by Stanhope. Wetumpka will maintain possession. Voiles will get it into Ballard and give to Robinson. Now Voiles, double covered, looks into the paint as Ballard will go up for one. Can't get it. Great recovery, though, by Smiley, but then he goes out of bounds, or pardon, into the backcourt. They say that it was last touch, though, by Stanhope. The deflection keeps the backcourt violation from happening. Robinson manages to get a baseline jumper for two that is good from the far side. 2-0 Indians with the advantage.
And got away with a little bit of one there. I totally thought that was a backcourt violation.
Yeah,
as did Chris Robinson. He kind of carried the ball. He could have called a travel on that as well.
Mustangs trailing by two. Pettaway has it and gives now to Fenderson. Looping around, and Pettaway will have it again. Now pass to Collins. He'll try and drive in. Euro stepping, goes up for the lay, and he's got it. And we're tied at two each. Robinson passing to Smiley. And back to Robinson. Look inside. Suddeth. Now Smiley again. Far corner. Three. Off the mark. Overshot it just a bit. Collins got the rebound for Stanhope Elmore, and we'll give to Fenderson. Now Pettaway. He pulls the three. High arcing shot. No good. Rebound by Robinson. Now Robinson. He'll fire one in. And a great pass there to find Jeremiah Smiley. He goes up, gets the bucket, and the foul.
That's a huge find from Chris Robinson right there. Slice it in between probably about three defenders as we got ready.
Smiley will shoot a free throw here, and that one off the mark. The and one, no good.
We get Smiley for the foul on that rebound. Went up and tried to swat it away and just made too much contact with the Mustangs.
It's been a physical start to this ball game already. 5:58 left in the first quarter. 4-2, Indians lead it as Stanhope Elmore will inbound and find Fenderson here, as Indians already putting a little bit of pressure in the backcourt with Robinson. Now Collins has it in the front court. He'll drive in, no look pass. Johnson for three from the near side, no good. Rebound there by Pettaway. He goes up and finds enough space to drop it in. 4-4 now. Robinson to Voiles. He'll find Suddeth in the post. Now an open Smiley. Pulls another three. This time off target again. Suddeth got the board there. Picked it up off the ground. And easily put it back up and in. 6-4. Indians now back in front. Mustangs with Collins quickly getting up the floor. Picked up his dribble, now looking for help, and gives it to Johnson, who draws the foul called against Tom Sutton. Called on the floor there as he was had his back turned to the basket there. Miller Lombardi comes into the game for the first time for the Indians as Jeremiah Smiley will take a seat. Jarmico Jackson inbounding for Stanhope Elmore and gives to Fenderson. Now back to Jackson. Still from beyond the perimeter here as they go around the arc. Fenderson with it again, giving to Collins. Terrence Collins, one of the leading scorers for this Stanhope team, averaging 14 a game. Now Isaiah Pettaway, who gives over to Fenderson. And from under the basket, Fenderson, the sophomore, drops it in. Tied up, six each. Robinson, now Voiles. He pulls the three. Got it. What a shot from Andrew Voiles. He had Terrence Collins coming his way at full steam and still drilled it.
Yeah, great job to stay composed on that shot. It's easy to kind of hesitate when you have a defender charging straight at you, but not for Voiles. Just sticks with it and gets a good result.
Isaiah Pettaway now has it stolen. Voiles, now Robinson. Alley, no, he'll just lay it in himself. Looked like he was going for an alley-oop, but instead he makes a bucket. And it's 11-6 Wetumpka. We'll take it however we can get it there. Cameron Fenderson now, he'll give to the far corner as this is Pettaway, drove down the baseline, tried to give to Fenderson, who was rejected. Now picked up off the hardwood, and a foul is called. Johnson picked it up, tried to pass out to Jarmico Jackson. And Wetumpka's called for a foul there. It goes against Caleb Ballard. Second foul against Caleb Ballard so far, as he will come out. John Hudson Wingard coming in for the first time. Back-to-back games, Wingard has not been in the starting lineup there. Tom Suddeth has taken his place, but both have been big impact players so far for the Indians. Cortland Crosby on the floor for Stanhope Elmer. He's got it right now. He'll fire one to Collins. Collins lost it for a moment, picks it back up, and recovers for the moment. Crosby now trying to look inside under pressure. Bounce pass to Fenderson. He goes down the right side of the lane, can't get it. Stanhope comes away with a board, though. Fenderson, a nice job. Now a three ball that's good from Terrence Collins. Well, the leading scorer showing why he's just that. He makes that three to make it 11-9. Robinson drove in, couldn't get the floater on the first attempt, got his own board off the rejection, and then spins to put it in.
Chris Robinson doing it on all ends of the floor, had a couple of nice assists, a couple of big rebounds, and a steal, and now 6 points for the Indians.
Fenderson gives to Johnson, now Cortland Crosby with it again. Crosby directing traffic as he picks up his dribble and gives to Jackson. Back to Crosby. A lot of communication here from Coach Austin Monkus of Stanhope Elmore. Crosby looks for Collins again. Now outside with Johnson and up top again to Crosby. A lot of movement here. Long possession for Stanhope Elmore.
Having trouble penetrating inside 3 points.
Johnson. Now he'll try and drive, able to penetrate pretty well. The up and under lay will not go. Lombardi was able to pick it up there off a pretty bad miss on the lay effort. Voiles to Robinson, who now finds Lombardi. Pass inside to Suddeth. Now Lombardi near corner for three, no good. Wingard, great rebound, great putback as well.
And that's what John Hudson Wingard has been for this Indians team all season long, just cleaning up the offensive glass. A lot of second-chance points to his name and some more there.
Cameron Fenderson now, pass to Jackson. And Fenderson with it again. 15-9, Wetumpka leads it. A minute 30 left in the first quarter. Crosby giving to Fenderson. And now Terrence Collins, long three for him, no good, off the back of the iron, and a rebound from Lombardi as there's a tie-up between he and Jarmico Jackson. Jump ball will give possession to Stanhope here. Dakaro Johnson will come out of the game for Stanhope. Now getting a pass into the paint there. Jarmico Jackson got it. Managed to catch a man jumping. Gets the bucket and draws the foul. Miller Lombardi there got caught in the air. More subs here for Stanhope Elmore. Nearly a completely different lineup than just a few seconds ago. Jackson shooting the free throws here with Jaden Wise and Terrence Collins standing next to him. And then Cortland Crosby and Jordan Moore on the floor as well. Missed the and one free throw. It remains 15-11 now with a minute 10 left to play in the first quarter. Robinson manages to give around. They find Wingard in the paint now. Suddeth, who will drive down the baseline. He'll go up for this one. It rolls around and finally drops in. Indians had a weird look there as Suddeth was standing on the near corner. He managed to drive down the baseline anyway. Stanhope, though, with an immediate answer. Jaden Wise in the paint went up from right under the basket, and he got it, and he'll head to the line. John Wingard called for the foul there. 46 seconds left to go. Wise with a free throw, and he'll make the and one shot. 17-14 now, 45 seconds left. Boyles working with Robinson as they bring it up. Robinson finds Winger, jump pass around. Great ball movement here. Everyone just got a touch. Suddeth now in the paint, in trouble. He stumbles, and a travel is going to be called against him. Coach Thomas wanted a foul there. There was a lot of contact. Seconds left in the first quarter. A three-point difference right now with Wetumpka having the advantage. Crosby coming up for Stanhope with Mason Dobbs entering for the first time. He's got it now. A misfired pass that gets deflected, and Isaiah Pettaway picks it up. Now Dobbs gives to Collins once more. 13 seconds left. Jaden Wise now with 10. It's Crosby. He will float a pass out to Dobbs. 5 seconds. Trying to drive in is Dobbs. He'll go up for the lay. Can't get it. 2 seconds. Long pass. And Robinson won't get a shot off in time as the first quarter comes to an end. 17-14. Wetumpka with the early advantage over the Mustangs on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
At First Community Bank, it's more than banking. It's a relationship that lasts. From checking and savings to loans and mortgages, they're here for every stage of life. Local people, local decisions, and a commitment to community. First Community Bank, let's do life together. Wetumpka inbounding now as they lead at 17-14, entering quarter number two against Stanhope Elmore. Andrew Voiles will have it for the Indians to start off here. He'll kick out to Chris Robinson. Robinson now euroing his way into the paint. Can't get the bucket there. Fighting for this rebound. And whistles. Was hoping for a jump ball there as Suddeth had gotten involved. Instead, I think there's going to be a foul called against him. And there is. That's his second. Stanhope Elmore gets an early stop there. And then got the foul early on as well. Now for Stanhope. It'll be Crosby with it. He looks into the paint with Dobbs. Now having it is Jaden Wise. Stanhope Elmore with quick ball movement in each of their possessions. Isaiah Pettaway now will drive down. This is Crosby, actually, who drove in. He couldn't get the layup, and Wetumpka comes away with possession. Boyles now on the far side, driving down the baseline. Ran out of real estate, had his pass to Robinson, picked off, but then that pass was stolen away by Robinson as he gets a foul called on the floor there. Didn't get a chance to go up. He made a layup right after the whistle, but they'll say that it was after the foul had already been called. 7:08 left in the first half. Chris Robinson inbounding now from the baseline. LT Davis comes into the game for the Indians. So does Miller Lombardi. As they'll pass to Andrew Voiles. He catches and shoots a long three that is no good. Johnson with a great rebound there for Stanhope. Here comes Terrence Collins, who will float one in the lane. Can't get it. Got his own board, though. as he followed his shot. He drove in again, and this time is called for a travel. Indian students have packed out this visitor side of the stands. A great showing from the black and gold faithful here tonight. Lombardi with it for the Indians. They'll pass the Boyles. Now Robinson right there at the near side of the baseline. Can he get the roll? He does. What a dramatic roll there.
Took a full lap around the rim in slow motion there, but a good shot from Chris Robinson. Seeing he had space. And now, a good steal there.
Robinson able to steal it from midcourt. He'll go up and easily lay that one in. Forced the turnover against Cortland Crosby there and makes it 21-14.
Double digits now for Chris Robinson with that bucket.
Isaiah Pettaway with it for Stanhope as the Mustangs trail by seven. Collins will kick back to Pettaway. He'll drive inside, finds a man in Johnson. Now he gives to Crosby, trying to go up with it near the paint. Can't get it to go as it is stopped up by Robinson. Robinson has it now. Catch and shoot. Pulls the three. No good from up top. Now a long pass. Wise has the advantage on everyone else there. Lost control of it on his way up. Great defense from Robinson, but a three ball now for Stanhope. Rims in and out. Got the board there. Did Stanhope with Pettaway. He was able to go up and put it through to make it 21-16. And we saw two different sides of a toilet bowl roll there as Wetumpka managed to somehow get it to fall. And then on the same end, Stanhope could not. 21-16 is the score with 5:37 left to go in the first half. Make sure to stick around for our City of Wetumpka halftime show. In just a little bit, we'll have stats for you from the first half and then get you ready for the third and fourth quarters of action in this rivalry matchup. Wetumpka women's basketball played just a little bit ago. Fell shy of the Mustangs in that one early on. Whistle being blown here by the official, and I think there was some trash on the court there that he wanted to kick off real quick. Looked like a rapper. 5:30 left. Wetumpka now will be able to bring it up here in this second quarter. Boyles will no look pass to Robinson. Now a pass inside to Wingard. Had it stolen away, though. And here comes Crosby. He goes up for it and manages to get it to fall through. 21-18 now. Here's Andrew Boyles, who gives a good look to Lombardi. They'll have great ball movement here to get inside to Robinson. He goes up and makes the layup, but again, a foul call just beforehand as this one goes against Dakaro Johnson. The sophomore now, Robinson is open for three after that inbound. He found Boyles, who found it right back to Robinson, but he just could not connect on the three-pointer. Cortland Crosby will pass over to Moore. Now driving inside, Terrence Collins can't get it the first time. Got his own board. Missed again on the second. Great defense from inside the paint there for Wetumpka as Robinson had it. Gave to Lombardi driving down the baseline. Can't get it to go as Johnson gets the rebound and gives to Collins. Now Collins working with Jordan Moore, as Moore will give to Johnson. Cortland Crosby with it as he gives to Jordan Moore again, and now Jackson getting involved. They'll keep taking turns until they find a way to penetrate here as Crosby will go with Moore once more. Crosby up top again. Bounce pass inside. Collins trying to drive and again lost control of it there. Found the look, couldn't hang on to it, as LT Davis has a pass that is seemingly deflected, but they're going to say this is Stanhope ball instead. It was well behind Andrew Boyles, and the only reason that I could give you is that it was deflected there. I mean, it looked like the ball had taken a clear change of direction. And they'll say last touch by Wetumpka, though. Stanhope basketball here. Wetumpka has to regroup as Jordan Moore will give it to Crosby. Moore with it again. Bounce pass to Collins. And Crosby up top. It's been long possessions every time for Stanhope Elmore. They have not been in a hurry. With Collins looking for Jordan Moore again. Moore trying to get in the post, but he'll kick back out to Crosby, who drives down the baseline. Can't make the floater, and Caleb Ballard will get the board. Now, Chris Robinson looks inside for Ballard. Had it deflected, but Voiles picks it up. Bounce pass there. LT Davis in the post, and he will draw the foul. Couldn't get the bucket to fall, but he'll head to the free throw line. Jacaro Johnson called for the foul again that time. He's got two. LT Davis shooting two free throws, one of the many multi-sport athletes on this Indians team. A football, really an athlete position, played multiple different positions throughout the fall as he makes the first free throw. 1 more coming here for Davis. And he will not connect on that one. It's 22-18. As Stanhope has possession, but they trail by 4 with just over 3 minutes left in the half. And a foul called now against Robinson in the backcourt. Tried to reach for it there. And Coach Thomas didn't like that foul. Jarmico Jackson inbounding from the near sideline. He found Petaway. Now a bounce pass in. Giving right back to Petaway, though, as he'll drive inside. Can't get the lay. Rebound from Collins at the rack. He'll go up, and this time he gets it to go. Whistles here. And a bench warning against Coach Thomas here. And Thomas doesn't like it. Neither do the students. Coach Thomas was displeased a moment ago with, or I thought he was displeased actually with Chris Robinson for reaching in on the foul. And instead, I think Coach Thomas there, I guess the official thought he was talking to him, or maybe Coach Thomas was talking to him. Nonetheless, a warning there for the Indians. Free throw here for Terrence Collins is good. More whistles as, they've got to have some substitutions here for Stanhope Elmore. Wetumpka was quickly trying to move. They had already inbounded before Stanhope Elmore had blown the whistle there as well, but don't worry about that. Now they'll try again. Robinson gives to Andrew Voiles with 2:50 left in the half. It's 22-21 Wetumpka. Voiles trying to race down the floor. He'll do it all himself, but he cannot finish it off with the lay there. Mason Dobbs coming away with the board as Stanhope quickly drives back down the floor. Three ball from the far corner is good from Terrence Collins. He's made two from that corner. 24-22. Stanhope Elmore leads it by two now as the Indians take a timeout with 2:27 on the clock in the half. And Stanhope Elmore starting to get hot. Similar to what we saw in that girls game, it starts to snowball effect just a little bit for Stanhope. They get one shot and they build on it with both of these teams. We've now seen two different three-pointers made from Terrence Collins so far from that same spot.
Yeah, absolutely. He's in double figures now, and if you're the Indians, that's a good time to call a timeout. Just get a bench warning that you're not happy about. Take a timeout, kind of collect yourself, both coaches and players, and give yourself a chance to go into halftime retaking the lead.
Robinson will inbound for Wetumpka out of the timeout, and I have to agree with you that that was the right time to call it. Voiles has it and gives back to Robinson. Now, Robinson, he'll try and drive in. Again, a whistle blown on the floor. Chris Robinson is frustrated about it. He's had three different times now that Chris Robinson has tried to go up on a shooting effort, and the foul has been called on the floor instead. He'll find a way to inbound it there to Jeremiah Smiley, who steps up, pulls a long two that's no good, and a rebound from Petaway. Now firing this one to Collins, driving down and jamming it home. 26-22. Mustangs are loud. Now Sutton. He'll try and drive in. Kick up top here. Smiley with it as he gives back to Sutton. Now LT Davis for three. Far side. Got it. Right in front of the student section, too. That'll quiet him for the moment. 26-25 as Stanhope has it taken away. LT Davis with the defensive effort there. They fired it down the floor. Davis deflected it and saved it from going out of play. And now Chris Robinson has it with a minute 30 to play in the half. Robinson, step back two, got it. And the Indians are in front again. 27-26, Wetumpka. Less than 90 seconds left in the half. Mason Dobbs slipping a little bit. He'll give to Fenderson. Now an open man shooting the three in the near corner. Jaden Wise couldn't connect. Tom Suddeth coming away with it off the glass. Voiles for the Indians. Trying to find a lane. He gives to Robinson. Now Robinson for three. That one will not go. It bounces off the rim and over the backboard and will be called out of play. A minute two left to go now. In the half, it's 27-26. Stanhope will inbound. Would have been a huge momentum play right there if Wetumpka could have connected on something on that possession. Tom Suddeth coming out of the game here. Davis, along with Robinson, Smiley, Voiles, and Wingard are on the floor for the Indians. Crosby will give to Collins for Stanhope Elmore. Now back to Crosby again. Now, Crosby gives to Jackson. 40 seconds now. Crosby again with it. Coming down to the last 30 seconds of the half. He's in trouble. Robinson trying to rip it out. Instead, he manages to pass it. Now stolen away, though. Andrew Voiles finds an open man. Smiley will lay it in. 29-26. Indians forcing the turnovers late in the half here. Johnson has it for the Mustangs. 15 seconds. Drives in. Kicks out. Fenderson has it. He's covered by Smiley and backs off. 10 seconds. Now down to 7. 6. Whistle blown here as he lost control of it. It went out of bounds. And Wetumpka has possession with 6.5 seconds left.
And 6.5 seconds left. You're going to have to get the shot off relatively quickly.
They bounced past it, or passed it right off Robinson's chest, which started the clock. Robinson pulls a three at the buzzer. That is no good. End of the first half, an exciting one for sure. 29-26, Indians on top of the Mustangs here after the first two quarters of play on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision 4 Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision 4 Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision 4 Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision 4 Care, precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
The City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome to the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. Indians lead it by 3, 29-26 over the rival Sandhope Elmore Mustangs. I'm Mitch Petrie alongside Gavin Baxley here on the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. Indians narrowly enter halftime with a lead. Let Sandhope Elmore take it for just a second, but a good finish out to the half. And the guy who led the charge for the Indians in that first half, Chris Robinson, leading scorer for the Indians. He's got 12 points already in this one. 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals to go with it as well. Tom Sutton being the force in the paint that he always is. 3 blocks to his name and 5 rebounds to go with it, as well as 4 points and shooting 100% on the 2 shots he's taken from the floor. Andrew Voiles and LT Davis both got their names in the box score, both making a 3 in that first half. Voiles first at the very beginning of the game, and LT Davis to cut in to the Sandhope Elmore lead. It's been an exciting first half here, Gavin, and looking ahead, this Indians team definitely doing a better job with turnovers, only 3 in that first half.
Yeah, it's been a much cleaner showing for this Indians team, and that's exactly what you wanted to see. You know, you knew this would be a battle. It's a rivalry game. You're on the road. And I liked the comment from Coach Winchester earlier going into that game. She mentioned that you kind of go into it playing like you're down by 10 already. And the Indians have done so and been able to play with a lot of aggressiveness, but also not so much that you lose control of things, and that's what's helped them to maintain this lead a little bit. And they've done a good job penetrating inside a couple times as well, with Ballard and Robinson doing pretty well.
Yeah, and another thing I really want to focus on is that defense for the Indians. Definitely, even though it's a 3-point game, the Indians really did a great job of making Sandhope Elmore be really selective with the shots they're taking, not allowing anything to come inside the paint easy, and definitely forcing them to maybe take some shots that they don't want to.
Yeah, it's been interesting to see the shot selection for Stanhope. They haven't been able to get inside, but they have been able to take decent advantage of it so far. Terrence Collins has been really effective from beyond the arc. He made two threes already so far in this one. He's also got 13 points to his name in that first half, and that was kind of expected. He's the leading scorer for this team, but off to a little bit better of a start than he normally is. He averages about 14, and he's already just about at that average at the halfway point. He's been really good from that far corner, so you got to try and push him into different spots, take players out of their comfort zone a little bit, and that can help to develop some things. And I know that there's been frustrations as well with a couple of the calls from this officiating crew. Both Coach Thomas has had issues, and then the Indians have been frustrated about things, but you can't control what those calls are going to look like, whether they're right or wrong. You have to continue to kind of play your basketball. And so the big thing here, because we already saw that bench warning against the Indians, whether that was right or not, they have got to keep it composed here. Don't give up any type of free momentum opportunities along with free point opportunities for your opponents because of run-ins with officiating here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. absolutely. I think you just got to be really stoic going into the second half. Worry about the things you can control. You can't control what fouls are going to get called on the refs, whether the foul is going to get called on the bucket or on the floor. But what you can do is control your attitude and control your response, and the Indians will be able to do both of those in this second half.
No doubt. It's 29-26, Wetumpka leading it over the Mustangs here at the halfway point. When we return, the third quarter of play between Wetumpka and Stanhope Elmore. On the call, your forward, Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision 4 Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision 4 Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care. Precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment. From 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries, an expert physical therapist administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
This is Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. I know buying or selling a home can feel overwhelming, but I promise you don't have to go through it alone. I'll guide you through every detail and keep things simple, clear, and stress-free. When you're ready to make a move in the River Region, call me, Kathy Thornton, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. With same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on. Online at RadioAlabamaSports.net.
Wetumpka leads it after the first half of play. We're just a few moments away now from the second half tipping off as Wetumpka is trying to build on this three-point lead and on what has been a solid win streak for this Indians team. Three in a row now for the Black and Gold. They're 13-6 on the year and 1-0 in area play. The Indians will have Percy Julian again here shortly and then Stanhope Elmore again at home on January 19th. As Stanhope Elmore will start the second half with possession of it, trying to cut into the three-point deficit that they face right now. Fenderson has it for the Mustangs to start off the half. He will give to Petaway. Up top now, Terrence Collins with it as he passes to Jackson. A look now to Petaway again and kicks back out quickly to Fenderson as they all reset once more with Terrence Collins holding on to it and giving to Petaway again. Now, Petaway looking to go somewhere as he finds Jackson. Long three from up top. Will not connect as Smiley is going to be fouled there as he tried to pass it to Robinson. And an early foul here in the second half called against Cameron Fenderson. First foul of the night against Fenderson. On the floor for the Indians, Robinson, Andrew Voiles, along with Jeremiah Smiley, Caleb Ballard, and Tom Suddeth. Suddeth will have it right now for the Indians. He gives to Smiley in the far corner. Looks inside. Suddeth going up at the paint, and he's got the bucket there. It was a very awkward situation. I'm not quite sure what just happened.
Well, it didn't put the bucket on the scoreboard, so I guess it was an offensive foul on the Indians, but no sign from the officials on what that was.
Well, I heard a whistle and saw the stoppage, and I never saw a call there, but yeah, I think you're right. So no basket there. It's 29-26 still, and Stanhope trying to tie it here with a three from Terrence Collins. Off the mark. Here comes Andrew Voiles quickly in transition, gives to Robinson, who lays it in.
Robinson been the do-it-all guy for the Indians so far this game, doing it on both ends of the floor.
Another whistle here. And not entirely sure what the issue was.
They hit Robinson with the foul, but no sign from the official on what that foul was.
Well, Stanhope Elmore still inbounding. Terrence Collins from the baseline. Tried to give it to Jackson. It bounced right off his chest and out of bounds. And Wetumpka retakes possession right under the goal here with 6:35 left in the third. Voiles gives to Ballard. Now up top with Robinson. He looks inside. Ballard going up for it. And he'll draw the foul. Caleb Ballard has been not quite as active as he usually is, but he's been solid. Shooting a free throw here and missing the first. .629 left. Stanhope Elmore makes a substitution here in this third quarter. Crosby will come back in as Ballard makes the second free throw. Also on the floor is Petaway and Terrence Collins. They've got Crosby, Jackson, and Fenderson, who has it right now. Fenderson gives to Crosby, and back to Fenderson again. They'll continue to work in tandem as Crosby now has it and tries to drive in. Lost his dribble for a moment. He's on the floor, and a timeout is called by Coach Monkus and this Mustangs team.
Now that'll save him from a jump ball, which I think possession arrow is currently pointing the way of the Indians, so saves a turnover there. And after the turnover on that last possession, you need everyone you can get here.
A six-point advantage now for the black and gold as the Mustangs have to talk this one over here for just a moment. Wharf Casual Seafood has fresh, fast, and always delicious food. In Wetumpka, there's something for everyone, from shrimp and fish to po'boys and salads. Enjoy coastal flavor right here at home. Dine in or take out today. Wharf Casual Seafood is where fresh seafood meets family-friendly dining. The Wetumpka Sports Network is proud to be fed by Wharf Casual Seafood. Mustangs inbounding now from the baseline. A bounce pass there that makes it to Collins. Fadeaway there will not go as Smiley battles for it. Came away with it and gets it to Voiles. Now airing it down the court to Suddeth as he cannot reach it before stepping out of bounds. 5:58 left and Indians quickly give it back to the Mustangs here in the third. Crosby brings it up the floor for the Mustangs. They'll try and drive down and tripped up there. A foul will be called against Tom Suddeth. That's his third of the evening. First foul of the quarter, though, against the Indians. So Mustangs will have to inbound this one. Fenderson got it in bounds here as Petaway drove in, went up for the shot, and drew the foul. Could not connect on the bucket here, but it goes against Chris Robinson. That's Robinson's third as well.
And those are two guys, if you're the Indians, you really need in this game. Robinson doing it all on offense right now for the Indians, and Suddeth, a stark defender of that paint. Two guys you really would like to have on the floor.
Petaway missed the first free throw there. The junior is averaging 7 points a game on the season. Second free throw is good. 32-27 now. Boyles walking his way up the floor for the Indians with a five-point advantage over the Mustangs. Boyles looping around. He'll give to Robinson at the top of the key, who gives to Ballard right next to him as he returns the ball right back to Chris Robinson. Facing a little bit of pressure from Fenderson, a pass inside to Caleb Ballard, and a whistle is blown there right at the baseline. This foul will go against Isaiah Petaway. Just shot those free throws a moment ago. Now he is the guilty party, and he will come out of the game as DeCaro Johnson, the sophomore, returns. Boyles will lob a pass in to Ballard. Robinson has it now, though. He drives inside, draws a foul. This time they will call the shooting foul against DeCaro Johnson.
And that's three on Johnson. And finally, the call going the right direction for Robinson. We mentioned during that halftime show had three buckets waved off because of a foul call on the floor.
First free throw from Robinson is good. Finally getting his chance at the free throw line here.
That's four fouls on Stanhope Elmore in this quarter already, so Indians will head to the bonus with the next one.
Second free throw from Robinson off the back of the rim there. Mason Dobbs comes away with it for Stanhope Elmore. It's 33-27. Just over 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Firing a pass down in the paint is Mason Dobbs, but now Collins has it in the near corner and gives right back to Dobbs. Crosby will take it and slow everything down for just a moment for the Mustangs. Collins has it again. Now handing to Fenderson. Now Collins, he'll pull a three. That one is off the front of the rim this time. Ballard got the rebound and gave to Robinson. Stanhope couldn't connect on another three there. Robinson looks to Ballard. He goes up in the post and draws the foul. Indians starting to manage to find trips to the free throw line here, which could certainly help the cause. Foul goes against Jarmico Jackson. First foul for the senior. 4:29 left in the third quarter, as Ballard will short arm the first free throw and miss. Now Ballard, second attempt, will go. And it makes it 34-27. Indians. Stanhope quickly in transition here. Will get a bucket with Mason Dobbs. They'll draw the foul as well. Big foul there. Called against John Wingard. There's 4:23 left to go in the third quarter. Mustangs now are shooting an and one free throw with Mason Dobbs as he cannot connect. And Chris Robinson chases it down before it goes out of play. Fires a pass down to Davis, to Robinson now. He faked the three, drove inside, he'll do it himself. What a play from Robinson, lays it off the glass. 36-29 now, Indians. Fenderson with it for the Mustangs, as he will bounce pass to Crosby and give to Jaden Wise, as they all work together up top. Fenderson handing to Crosby, as he'll back off again. Now Jaden Wise getting a touch. From the top of the key now, Cortland Crosby pulls the three and nails it. 36-32 now. Robinson. He's got it for the Indians. Looks inside. Wingard in the post. Can't get it. Davis had a chance at it. He can't make anything of it either. And a foul is going to be called here as Chris Robinson dove in to try and steal it. Went into a Mustang leg there. I think Crosby was the one who had it. And that's going to be the fourth foul against Robinson, I believe. Check that. That's his third foul of the game, as Stanhope manages to get it in. They go across the way. Fenderson pulls a three from the far corner. No good. Collins with a board and gives to Dobbs. Dobbs now spinning in the post. Makes winger miss and gets the bucket. And he cuts it to a two-point game. 36-34 Wetumpka. 3 minutes left to go in the third quarter as Stanhope begins to build some momentum. A pass to Voiles is batted out of bounds by Cortland Crosby. Robinson will inbound to Voiles. Andrew Voiles giving the play call here as they've got Voiles, Davis, Winger, Ballard, and Robinson. Voiles does it all by himself, though. Down the lane and lays it in. 4-point lead for the Indians. Stolen away now. Ballard and Davis on the tag team. Give to Winger. He can't get the bucket, but he will head to the free throw line.
And that's been the story of this quarter for the Indians, just earning it all at the free throw line.
How about LT Davis and Caleb Ballard there? They both trapped Cortland Crosby and managed to steal it away. That's what gave Winger the chance now to go to the free throw line. First free throw from Winger, no good. They've had a tough time capitalizing on trips to the stripe so far. Jordan Moore comes in for Stanhope Elmore. Jaden Wise and Cortland Crosby exit, so they'll see Jarmico Jackson along with Mason Dobbs and Fenderson on the floor. Winger goes 0-for-2 from the free throw line, and it remains a 4-point game. A pass in transition, though, stolen away by Winger, and Boyles has it as he gets fouled now by Mason Dobbs.
That'll send the Indians right back to the free throw line. You're in the bonus here, and every single foul is just going to send the Indians straight to the free throw line.
Yeah, for the next 2:27, they'll be in the bonus for this third quarter. As Andrew Voiles will shoot two free throws, trying to extend this 4-point advantage. First one from Voiles is good. Andrew Voiles, always a physical player for this Indians team. Saw some nice plays just a moment ago. And couldn't make the free throw. Winger came away with the rebound. Robinson now has it. He'll look inside. Ballard right under the basket. He gets it to go. Timeout called by Coach Thomas. And Wetumpka extending its lead now. 41-34. 2:19 left to go in the third quarter. As the Indians take a timeout, so will we. You're listening to the Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Looking for power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
Come on, come to Collier!
Left in the third quarter, Indians leading it 41-34. Terrence Collins will inbound for Stanhope Elmore as they've got it right now at the baseline. And they will find Mason Dobbs here as the Mustangs bring it up the floor after the Indians bucket just moments ago before the break. Dobbs has it right now. He gives to Terrence Collins. He looks to drive inside. Whistle blown there on what may have ended up being a travel, but instead a foul just shortly before that here, and this one goes against LT Davis.
That'll put Stanhope Elmore in the bonus, so both teams in the bonus now, and this is when you really got to start watching your fouling. You do not want to give the other team more chances at the free throw than they deserve.
Collins shooting two now for the Mustangs. First one will go. Stanhope Elmore was trailing by 7 just a moment ago, the largest deficit we've seen so far for the Mustangs. Second free throw Not as fortunate for Stanhope Elmore. It's 41-35 with 2 minutes to play in the second quarter, or in the third quarter, that is. Robinson. They'll look to Wingard. Now Voiles. Long three. Got it! What a shot from Andrew Voiles. 9-point lead now for the black and gold.
It's a huge three from the Indians and Andrew Voiles. And whenever you get Voiles an open look, it doesn't really matter where he is on the floor. It's always a good shot for him.
Jordan Moore giving to Collins. He pulls a contested three. It won't go. But a foul is going to be called against LT Davis. And Terrence Collins is going to head to the line to shoot three free throws.
And again, the fouls are going to get really important here. You've got a lot of Indians working their way with a lot of fouls. LT Davis, that was his third. Robinson's got three, and so does Tom Suddeth. So a couple of Indians in foul trouble coming down the stretch here.
Tough call there as Collins will make the first free throw. As it was the Indians defender who came a little bit too far there. He jumped into the shooter, Collins. And that's what put him at the line. 44-37 now as Stanhope will have one more free throw coming. Indians making a couple subs as Miller Lombardi comes into the game. So does Jeremiah Smiley. Chris Robinson, John Wingard, and Andrew Voiles make up the Indians on the floor right now. 44-38 as Collins made all three free throws. Minute 20 left in the third quarter. Voiles driving. Euro goes up, can't get it. Foul is called. This one goes against Jordan Moore as Andrew Voiles had a full head of steam right there. Voiles shooting two free throws now for the Indians and nails the first. Wetumpka leading by seven. Second free throw now for Voiles is good. And that's an 8-point advantage, 46-38. Minute 15 left in the third. Jackson. He's got it to Collins. Collins will try and drive. Going up against Lombardi as a foul will be called. I don't think Collins had gone up with it yet. Lombardi is called for it. They may say this is a shooting foul nonetheless.
It doesn't matter anyway, as Stanhope Elmore is in the bonus.
Five fouls apiece here in the third quarter. Collins now shooting two as he makes the first. Trying to cut it down to six if he can make this one. Wetumpka had as much as a 9-point lead just a few moments ago. Wingard able to get the rebound off of a missed free throw there. 60 seconds left in the third quarter and a 7-point advantage for Wetumpka. Robinson loses his dribble. He was just standing there. And that is an unfortunate error for the Indians.
And one you don't see too often, Chris Robinson is probably one of the most surefire dribblers on this team. Always has a couple of tricks in the back pocket and just lost the focus there.
Fenderson has it for Stanhope. 50 seconds left as he brings it across before the end of this quarter. 45 now. Fenderson will pass to Collins. Collins trying to drive. Now kicks to Moore and gives right back to Collins up top. Jackson to Moore, back to Jackson again. 30 seconds left in the quarter. Jordan Moore has it. He'll try and penetrate into the paint. Kicks out, open man. Fenderson for three, no good. Rebound, Jarmico Jackson. And now Fenderson with it. 15 seconds he gives to Jackson. Now an open man. Collins for three. Again, couldn't connect. Wingard has it. 9 seconds left in the quarter. Lombardi racing. Finds Smiley. Smiley, catch and shoot three. In and out, no good. 1 second left. Collins gets the shot off. Good if it goes. And it will not. 46-39. Indians leading by 7. We've got one quarter to go now in this rivalry matchup on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Along with Mitch Petrie, I'm Gavin Baxley. Our camera operator tonight is Deacon Meeks. We appreciate him taking the time. It's 46-39. Wetumpka leads it over Stanhope Elmore. We've got 8 minutes of basketball left as both teams break from the huddle and we get ready for quarter number four. It's a packed house here in Millbrook. Stanhope Elmore has just about filled up its side. Wetumpka has certainly filled up its.
Yeah, the Indian student section overflowing into the stairs a little bit there. Good showing for the away team.
Yeah, I expect to see more of that when it comes to Wetumpka in just about a week and a half. Andrew Voiles has it now as his pass was almost deflected away. It goes back to Voiles, who drives inside and got the bucket. 9-point lead for the Indians.
And that's a great move there from Andrew Voiles, just kind of jackknifing his way between three defenders and finding the open space for the layup.
Jackson has it and giving to Moore. Moore will hand it to Terrence Collins. As Collins looks for a screen, he won't use it. He'll drive in from the left side, and he's got a bucket there. Good effort from Collins as he found some room. 48-41. Robinson taking his time. Now Robinson looking to zigzag his way in, and a foul will be called while he was standing at about the free throw line there. This time it goes against Jordan Moore. Indians get the inbound here. Voiles has it. Back to Robinson and now to Suddeth. Robinson, Voiles again. Open. Three from the far wing. No good. Rebound from Collins. He races down to the front court and then backs off of the tempo. Fenderson will take it and give to Jackson. There's Jarmico Jackson. Finds Fenderson from up top. He'll try and drive in up against Robinson. Couldn't get it on the first effort. Got his own board, and the putback is good. 48-43. Stanhope Elmore just hanging around right now. Robinson. He'll have Ballard in the near corner. But Ballard gives it right back. Robinson now. Looking to drive. Finds Voiles instead. Now, far corner, three, LT Davis. And that one off target as Jordan Moore chases it before it goes out of play. Wide open man now. Collins goes up for a dunk. Is rejected by Ballard, but a foul is called.
Not sure about the foul call on that one on Caleb Ballard. Looks like he got up and got all ball. And Indians fans definitely not thrilled with that call either.
Yeah, displeased fans here in the Wetumpka side of the gym. Unless Collins heading to the free throw line here with a chance to cut it to a one-score game again if he can make both of these. Collins has been lights out from the line so far. He makes another one. As Stanhope Elmore makes nearly an entire lineup substitution. Four men came in. Only one remaining that didn't come out is the man shooting the free throw with Terrence Collins. On the floor now for the Mustangs, Petaway, along with Crosby, Jaden Wise, and DeCaro Johnson. as the free throw from Terrence Collins will miss. Wingard able to get a rebound and save it before he fell out of bounds. Gave it to LT Davis, or pardon, Chris Robinson. Robinson now fires to LT Davis in the far corner, who gives to Voiles and rallies it back over to Robinson as he and Voiles work together. Robinson from beyond the arc still looking for somewhere to go. He'll give to Voiles, standing right on top of the S in the SE part of the Mustang logo. Now Davis. Indians are not in any kind of hurry here as everybody getting a touch on this possession. Suddeth, now Wingard, now back up top again to Robinson. Voiles, back to Robinson and Wingard again. 5 minutes left to go in regulation now as Robinson has it stripped. And Crosby thought he had it. I think he does. And yes, Cortland Crosby with a huge steal there to take it away from the Indians. And I believe a timeout was called by Stan O'Belmore. That's how they got it. There was about to be a jump ball called, but they say Stan O'Belmore basketball off of a timeout. Coach Thomas is livid about this. I don't think that he's confident Stanhope had the right to call the timeout just yet when they gave it to him. As Thomas still pleading his case with the official, he won't win the battle, though, as Cortland Crosby will inbound for the Mustangs. A lot of contact there. Wingard was all over Isaiah Pettaway on the inbound, and a foul called against Wingard.
Yeah, that's going to get called every time. Wingard was trying to hustle and poke away that inbound pass, but just came in a little bit too hot and ran right into the back of him.
With 4:51 left. As Stanhope Elmore will inbound, Terrence Collins will do so this time. Collins tried to find Pettaway again, and this time Wingard pokes it out cleanly. He is locking down Pettaway on this inbound here. Whether he's called for a foul or not, he's not going to let Pettaway get to it. This time inbounding is Jaden Weiss. He will find a man. This is Crosby. He goes up for one in the paint. Can't get it. Collins is there for a rebound and a putback. 48-46 now. Wetumpka's got to find a spark. Stanhope Elmore building its momentum right now. A pass to Voiles. Now Davis near the baseline. He kicks back out up top. And it'll be Robinson who gives it to Wingard. Wingard has a pass to Voiles who... that is deflected. A whistle blown here. I believe a foul called against Jaden Weiss this time. That is Weiss's fourth foul of the game. Caleb Ballard coming in the place of LT Davis. John Wingard will come out as well as Lombardi and Suddeth are on the floor for the Indians with Andrew Voiles getting the pass from Chris Robinson on the inbound. Voiles. And there's a stoppage here, and I guess an off the ball foul here against Mason Dobbs. Dobbs was covering Tom Suddeth. I missed the contact there as it was away from the ball. Andrew Voiles has it again off the inbound. Pump fakes. They Stanhope fans want an up-down call, but I don't think he ever actually left the ground. Robinson now, he'll drive into the paint. This time he draws a foul. A shooting foul at that with 3:58 left to go. It goes against Jacaro Johnson, who also picks up his fourth foul. So the foul trouble stacking up right now for the Mustangs. Robinson shooting two as Wetumpka's lead has dwindled to just a two-point advantage. First one from Robinson off the back of the rim. The free throw struggles have been prominent so far for Wetumpka. Second effort here from Robinson is good. Jeremiah Smiley will come into the game. Miller Lombardi will exit for the Indians as Wetumpka leads it 49-46. 3 minutes and 58 seconds to go. Crosby for Stanhope. Gives to Dobbs. Dobbs now finding Pettaway. Pettaway driving down the right side of the lane. He'll lay it in. Good effort from Pettaway. Showed off the speed there as he came in for the bucket. Andrew Voiles slowly making his way up. As Voiles tried to drive at it, poked away, but a foul called against Mason Dobbs. That's Dobbs' third foul now. And the fifth foul of the quarter for Stanhope Elmore, which puts Andrew Voiles to the free throw line.
And that's definitely, if you're Stanhope Elmore, this is the last guy you want shooting free throws, Andrew Voiles.
Free throws have been a struggle for most everyone on the team tonight, except Andrew Voiles as he makes that one. Has been, well, I'll tell you in a second. Shooting his second free throw, he's got that one. He's been almost a guarantee on each of his free throws so far as he knocks down both. 51-48 now with less than 3:30 to go. Collins gives to Crosby. Cortland Crosby will find Pettaway. Now Collins driving inside. Fadeaway jumper, no good. Shuddeth with a great rebound. He gives to Robinson, who will slow everything down and jog his way up the floor here. Shuddeth was going up against Dobbs there and had a great effort for it as Robinson tries to drive in. Won't get the lay or the foul, but a pass is picked off by Andrew Voiles, and then a timeout called by Coach Thomas on the scramble for it.
That's a good use of the timeout there. Voiles ended up sticking with the ball, but you see a couple defenders crashing at him, the ball on the floor. The moment he picks that thing back up, you got to call the timeout, not give a jump ball, not give another possession away in just a three-point game.
It was a chaotic situation there as Indians were hoping they would get the foul call, and then the long pass there was picked off, and Voiles had it for a moment, but then almost was going to get called for a backcourt violation if not for Coach Thomas calling the timeout. Voiles was about to be trapped. There's 2:53 left to play. Indians leading it 51-48 over the Mustangs here. As we come down to the waning moments of this rivalry matchup. Robinson will inbound for the Indians. Looking for somewhere to go. Running out of time. Has an open Ballard right at the bucket. And he'll play this one safe. Lays it in. A smart decision to make it a five-point advantage for the Indians. 53-48. Usually you see the flashy dunk, but you don't want to risk something right now. Timeout called now by Coach Monkus and Stanhope Elmore with 2:40 left to go in the fourth quarter. Whether it's an everyday sprain, strain, fracture, or sports injury that doesn't require a trip to the ER, Baptist Ortho now offers urgent orthopedic injury care with walk-in convenience 6 days a week. Visit online at baptisthealth.org. A five-point advantage for the black and gold as Stanhope Elmore will have possession when they come out of the break, but they got to find a way to get inside here. Have not been able to connect from beyond the arc like they would want to so far.
No, absolutely. And you know, in a game like this, and you kind of saw it in the women's game, it's definitely a closer game than that was, but you're down two possessions. You don't want to start forcing the three if you're Stanhope Elmore. It's a two-possession game, and you might get the three, but you need to find a way inside the paint, like you mentioned, and try to put up some high-percentage looks.
We've seen a couple times now where Stanhope Elmore has been able to get inside and take advantage of the post, but what's been impressive to me is they've done it with speed. It's been Terrence Collins racing in, or Cortland Crosby, both of them showing off the acceleration to get into the paint as opposed to using any type of size difference. Fenderson will have it for Stanhope Elmore with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left to play. He'll pass to Dobbs. He now floats one to Crosby from the near wing. Crosby retreating back to the top of the key now, being covered heavily by Andrew Voiles. He's got Pettaway now, who fires to Collins up top. Collins making a couple steps. He floats one from the free throw line. It's good, and the foul. Big shot there from Terrence Collins. Collins has been the star of the show for Stanhope Elmore. He's got a playing style that, if you've been watching Indians basketball for some time, it'll remind you of Nate Rogers from a couple of years ago. Robinson will give it to Voiles as they have to work hard to get it across the way, but they do. Voiles has it. And Voiles, a pass to Robinson, almost taken away. Now, Voiles in the near corner, back up top to Robinson again. 2 minutes to play. Sutton standing at the free throw line, passes to Voiles again. Robinson up top once more, a minute 50, as they try and bleed out as much of this as they can. Stanhope not making it easy for them so far, though. Robinson now driving in. He'll kick back out, though. And a pass inside to Sutton is misfired. Collins has it. Stanhope trails by two. They have possession. Fenderson with it. He'll give to Collins. Terrence Collins trying to make another star play like he has throughout this one. It's Crosby who's got it now. He'll cross over Robinson. A floater is off the back iron. And with a minute 10 left, Wetumpka gets a stop. And a foul will be called against Cortland Crosby. It will put Wetumpka up to the line. 1:06 left as the Indians will shoot two free throws. And based on the percentages so far, Robinson is not the worst guy you could have fouled if you're Stanhope Elmore. He hasn't really been as hot from the stripe as he would want to be tonight. See what he can do here with a 2-point lead. First free throw from Robinson is good.
A big free throw to make it not just a 2-point game, but now a 3-point game and a chance to make it two possession game if he knocks home this one.
Now Robinson trying to make it a 4-point advantage. Second free throw will not go. Rebound from Terrence Collins. And with 60 seconds left right now, Stanhope Elmore has possession. They'll give to Pettaway. He tries to drive down the baseline. Has Dobbs instead. Bounce pass. Collins near corner. Back up top. Collins with it again. Now Crosby. 45 seconds left. Indians letting them hear it as they hope to pull off a road victory. Collins with it. Foul called against Jeremiah Smiley. Not the end of the world there. It was called on the floor. Indians have only committed 4 fouls, so Mustangs are not in the bonus just yet. 40.3 left on the clock as Jarmico Jackson will inbound for Stanhope. Jackson, bounce pass, near corner. 3 from Pettaway, will not go. Rebound Sutton, as here comes Robinson. Indians fans on their feet now, trying to secure it. Robinson for the lay, can't get it, but he draws a foul.
And if he makes that bucket right there with a chance to go to the line, that could just about be the dagger for Stanhope Elmore. Good foul on that shot, trying to keep and limit the damage.
Cortland Crosby comes in for Stanhope Elmore as DeCaro Johnson will exit. Not over for Stanhope if he makes these, but it'll make it certainly a lot more difficult. Robinson, first free throw is good. 4-point lead for Wetumpka. as they try and secure a rivalry win and a 2-0 record in area play. Second free throw is good as well. Robinson's made three of his last four from the line. Now here's Crosby with it. Mustangs have to hurry as they trail by five. Timeout called by Stanhope Elmore. And the Indians crowd roars as Wetumpka is feeling themselves with 26.7 seconds to go.
And it's really been the Chris Robinson and Andrew Voiles show in the second half. Voiles has a whopping 15 points in this second half. Chris Robinson closely behind him with 10 as of his own. So Indians have really let the guard steal the show here. And Chris Robinson especially making some really clutch buckets coming down the stretch.
A five-point advantage now for Wetumpka. And Stanhope in a must-score possession right here. If they want any chance at it, you've got to get the score. You've got to foul right after and hope Wetumpka cannot take advantage of another trip to the free throw line. Coach Thomas, exclamatory right now within his huddle, trying to get his Indians team to finish this out. You play it clean here for Wetumpka, and you can come out of here with a rivalry win. A lot of the Stanhope side of the stands has already started to clear, but it's not quite over just yet. Cortland Crosby will inbound from the sideline. He'll find Fenderson. Fenderson has some room. He'll pull a three that is airballed. And a save there from Jarmico Jackson. He bounces it off of Sutton's leg. And the Mustangs keep possession with 19.3 left. Bounce pass now. Driving in. Crosby with a floater. He's got it. 15 seconds as the Indians will inbound to Voiles. And a foul is called with 13 on the clock. Voiles has to hit these two. Really just has to hit one. As Wetumpka leads by three.
And this is the best guy to send to the line if you're the Indians. Voiles has done a really great job all season long at the free throw line and hope to see that continue here.
It's been good so far. Need just one more. First free throw from Voiles will go. Goodness. Took a hop, skip, a bounce, and a roll, and finally went down 57-53. Second free throw now for Andrew Voiles is good. 58-53, black and gold. Mustangs racing down the court. Petaway, now Jackson. Three-pointer, airballed, and saved, but it won't matter. Robinson has it. He'll go up and jam it down. Ball game. Indians take down Stanhope Elmore, 60-53, a rivalry win on the road.
Wow, what an exclamation point to end it for Chris Robinson and the Indians. The moment he picked up that ball, saw nobody was home in front of him, you knew exactly what he wanted to do, and he did it.
You can hear the crowd now as Wetumpka lets them hear it after a rivalry win. They'll have a chance to defend it at home on January 19th. If you thought this one was fun, get ready. We get to do it all over again in just about 10 days. 60-53, the final score. We'll take a break, and then we'll have stats and a talk with head coach Stephen Thomas after these messages on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
This is Keith Orton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. I know buying or selling a home can feel lonely, but I promise you don't have to go through it alone. I'll guide you through every detail and keep things simple, clear, and stress-free. When you're ready to make a move in the River Region, call me, Kathy Thornton, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can lean on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the bed. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome to the City of Wetumpka halftime show. I'm Mitch Petrie, RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty post-game show. Still stuck in that game. So much to get caught up with. Indians get the win, 60-53, behind the tandem of their senior guards. Chris Robinson finishes the night with 23 points, and Andrew Voiles got 18 of his own, and a bunch of huge baskets for the two of them coming down the stretch. Chris Robinson sealed it with a dunk, and Robinson had a great night overall, had four rebounds to go with it, three assists, and two steals for good measure as well. Looking ahead as well, Andrew Voiles had another three assists and two steals, just like Robinson, to go with his 18 points. Caleb Ballard showed up in the second half. Ballard finishes the night with 6 points, but really, it was two guards who stole the show and got it all done all night long.
Yeah, it was, for the Indians and for the Mustangs, we saw the guards really taking control of it throughout this one. Andrew Voiles being a big player for this Indians team, but Terrence Collins was just as big of an impact for San Jose. More. They fell short here tonight, though, 60-53, of course. And you got to be proud of this Wetumpka team for how they managed to finish this game off. They had a lot of moments there at the end of the game where they had to play clean basketball. They had to execute the fundamentals by making free throws, doing the standard parts of basketball. And they did just that, especially when you look back at just earlier this week, where Wetumpka struggled in a lot of those different facets of the game. They execute tonight and they helped them get the win.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you talk about the turnover margin. That was a huge thing. 27 turnovers against Percy Julian compared to just 7 tonight. So a very big decrease in turnovers. And you got to think that was a huge point of emphasis for Coach Thomas and this team coming into this game.
No question about that. Wetumpka getting a 60-53 win over Stanhope Elmore. We'll take a break. When we come back, Coach Stephen Thomas going to speak with us here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proud of serving the region since 1952. And when some businesses hit the road with confidence, when you see trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150. Build up and believe up. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you. Call Your Ford. From great ideas to family service, Call Your Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Call Your Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on. Come on to Call Your Ford in Wetumpka.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring for new fire technicians to join me. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Wetumpka Indians stay connected thanks to Central Access. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access, your local link to broadband. Online at centralaccess.com.
Wetumpka gets a 60-53 win over rival Stanhope Bell. Or Gavin Baxley and Mitch Petrie now going. And Stephen Thomason. In here, but a thing that, you know, Mitch and I had discussed is how clean of a ball game it felt like this one was compared to Tuesday night.
Yeah, we cut the turnovers, I mean, tremendously down from 27 against Percy to today. I mean, we had 4 turnovers in the first half. And second half, I didn't see how many, but it was definitely a cleaner ball game on that side.
Yeah, and you look at this, I know that there were a little bit of some frustrations with some of the calls there, especially in the first half. How do you kind of go about handling that with your team, trying to make sure that everyone is staying composed as this game goes?
It's just how you respond. I mean, we got the guys in the huddle after, you know, a couple calls didn't go our way, and we just told the guys, like, control what you can control. You have to play hard, and if you play hard, you play with consistent effort. I mean, everything else will take care of itself. I mean, you know, on both ends of the floor, if you let other things dictate what we try to do, we'll be out of rhythm, and you'll see things fall apart. But our guys responded to a little bit of adversity throughout the game, and we came away with
the Talk about the guard play a little bit for this team today. You have Andrew Voiles and Chris Robinson both nearly, well, one with 23, one with 18 here tonight. Obviously, the big impact players here for this team.
They stepped up in a big way. Just they're two of our lead guards. We trust them to handle the ball consistently each and every game, and they answered the call. I mean, right from the jump today, I mean, they was locked in, walking into the gym. Second period, getting a good shoot around in. They was locked in what we're trying to do, and they responded today with two tremendous games. I mean, just the composure, and then just how they responded to the game. Andrew taking a leadership role, saying, you know, we got a warning on the bench, you know, after the call. Andrew's like, coach, we got it, let's respond. And, I mean, you just saw that throughout the game between those two.
Anything that you take away from this game, any lesson learned as you go into another matchup with this team in just about 10 days?
It's never easy. If you look at film against any team in the country, and you see results, and you just look at results, that never tells the full story. Each team we play, we're always going to get the best shot, and each team that plays us, they're going to get our best shot. So you can't go one game to another, this team is that. Just across the board, you're always going to get somebody's best shot. It's a one-game sample. You see that all the time in the NCAA tournament. You never know what's going to happen in the game. That's why you play.
Coach, appreciate you taking the time. Congrats on the win.
Yes, sir.
That's Coach Stephen Thomas as Wetumpka gets a 60-53 win over the Mustangs. When we return, we'll close things out from Millbrook as the Indians get a rivalry and area win over the Mustangs on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision Floor Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision Floor Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care. Precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton. I built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
Back again for the final time tonight. Our final scores: 81-60, a loss for the women, but a 60-53 thrilling victory for the men. The Lady Indians now hold a record of 14-5, and the men move to 14-6. Along with Mitch Petrie, I'm Gavin Baxley. Our next broadcast originates from Montgomery as the Indians take on Park Crossing. Tip-off of the girls' game is set for about 5:30 with the boys. All the boys will begin shortly after the girls' game concludes. Our broadcast will be on the air at roughly 5:20 or 10 minutes before tip-off of the girls' game. Again, our final scores tonight, 81-60, a loss for the women, and a 60-53 win for the men. Wetumpka Indians basketball is an exclusive presentation of the Wetumpka Sports Network.